entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
What is there to talk about on such a beautiful Wednesday in Central Florida? Well, we certainly don't want to talk about those wonderful TSA agents that screen us at the airport. Hey, it turns out an investigation has shown that drinking and doing drugs on the job occurs at an alarming rate, up 27% over the last 3 years alone. Oh, but theft of passengers' property is too. Now, of course, since they're a union, they can't be fired. Hearing this, I hope you big government types choke on your creation. I'm Larry Adams, and this is the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Now, folks, my co-host tried to get a government job once. He failed the lie detector's test. He couldn't lie, so he couldn't work for the government. Christopher Hart!
Oh, thank you so very much, Lair Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us on this on this beautiful afternoon here in Central Florida. And we are coming to you live from the 660 WORL studios.
We're on tape. No, we're kidding.
That's right. Okay, that is Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart, and we have our intern, Tyler Israel, who's joining us today. Hey, Tyler.
Happy to be here.
Great. Happy to have you.
Guys, too.
We have Nick Cicero working the gadgets on the other side of the glass, and we've got an audience in there also as well. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But I just want to remind you, first and foremost, this is Wednesday, and you know what that means. We have another family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home baseball game and an authentic Rays autographed baseball to go along with it.
Don't want to miss it tonight, folks.
That's right. Okay, now this is going to be the last of the family four pack of tickets. Now we have other specials that we're going to be doing, but this will be the last of the family four packs, okay?
Don't miss it tonight.
All you have to do is listen for the highlight play and give us a call at 407-774-8255 when you hear that highlight play during one of our commercial breaks, and we don't know which one it's going to be. So just call up, and hopefully you'll win that four-pack of tickets, and it's to a game pretty much of your choosing. Now, the other packages that we're going to have are going to be a little bit different, but we'll talk about those later on.
You know, I tried to get Nick to tell me when it was coming up, and he wouldn't do it.
I know. I see you got your phone over there ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. Like I said, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we want to welcome you to listen to the whole show today. We're going to have Nostra Dennis join us at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, Lair and I are going to take off with some news of the day, if you will. And so once again, feel free to join us. And okay. Oh, by the way, I knew there was some other business I want to cover real quick. By the way, in case you hadn't heard, Carl Jackson, our man who does a live show every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., and he sits in with us on Sunday evenings. He was on Bill Bennett's Good Morning America show yesterday, and he was on the whole half hour from 6:30 to 7. We have taken that interview, and we have put it on our archive site. So, and I'm sure Carl's going to do the same. But in the meantime, if you want to hear that interview and you have not heard it, it's a great interview, great testimonial by Carl, and all you have to do is go to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, click on the archive, and it's obvious which one it is. And by the way, folks, you can hear also past episodes of our show there. And if you want to get our show directly transmitted to your smart device, just go to iTunes and subscribe for free to the American Adversaries, and you'll get a free episode transmitted directly to you every day as they go up.
And folks, you're going to want to do that because we get the most incredible guests.
Got
Chris.
A lot of compliments yesterday from Victoria Jackson.
Victoria Jackson, that's right. Nobody else in Orlando's had her. In the previous weeks, we had Robert Zimmerman. No one else had Robert on here. And folks, you got to listen. You got to listen to some of the old episodes of the show and get some of these that you missed.
That's right. And Nick's making it real easy. He's categorizing them all and putting in.
Tyler's helping out there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So these guys are doing real fine work for us. So take advantage of it. Okay, yesterday we were talking about fracking. Today we're going to talk about the FERC.
Careful.
Yeah, I was going to say relax, everybody. I'm not going to go off the deep end. But, today we're going to talk about...
What is a FERC? I don't know if I want to know this.
Most people have probably never heard of the FERC. I just barely remembered it when I saw it. The FERC is the Federal the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The short FERC for short, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And why is that in the news? Well, first of all, I want to back up a second. Sunday night, I proposed that the Republicans need to go on the offense. Let's face it, folks, election season's already started. That's what Obama's out doing today. He was on Capitol Hill today, meeting with his cohorts in Congress, plotting and planning how they're going to take over the House and strengthen their hold on the Senate next year. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're politicians.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, with fault them for it.
Right. What the Republicans are supposed to do is stand up to that and try to win those seats for themselves. And what I said is, let's just take a page out of the Obama campaign book. You know, all last year we heard about the war on women, the Republican war on women, Romney's war on women. That's all we heard. All right, well, why don't we coin the phrase Obama's war on the middle class? Okay, because everything that Obama has done has gone to hurt the middle class. The rich have done pretty well under Obama for the most part, all right, if you hadn't noticed. The poor, they actually get a little bit more under Obama than they got before. Well, guess who's paying for it?
Bye-bye, middle class.
Guess who's paying for it all? The middle class. Guess who's going to be hurt the most by Obamacare? The middle class. Guess who was hurt the most by the stimulus package? The middle class. All right, well, they're at it again. And what I'm talking about is... first of all, let's go to the FERC. All right. Ron Benz is the new nominee to be the chair of the FERC. Now, the FERC used to be just this sort of out-of-the-way, you-never-heard-of-him agency. There's dozens of these agencies out there. This is the problem. Obama seeks them out, finds them, and uses them in ways that they had never been used before. But, in fact, there may actually be all laws on the books that allow them to do this. So Obama's taken advantage of big government, which is what he likes to do. Ron Benz was the, he basically had the same, in Florida we have a Electrical Regulatory Commission. I'm not sure if that's the name of it, but basically a utility company can't really jack up your prices without getting approval from the state commission. Right. Okay, well, he did the same thing in Colorado. And Colorado's commission does the same thing, or did the same thing that our commission here did. Basically, just make sure that everybody has access to electricity at a decent and low, affordable price. Okay, that's the key, low, affordable price. Well, when Ron Benz became the director in Colorado, the governor there, a Democrat named Bill Ritter, he was one of these global warming nuts.
Sure.
All right, one of the true flat earth society types, okay? And so he had Ron Benz go to this agency and basically do what Obama promised that he was going to do on a federal level a couple of weeks ago when he said in an energy speech that he wanted to close down coal plants and all, you know, drive up. And this is to fulfill one of his campaign promises, which is to dramatically increase the cost of electricity, because that's the bottom line. And once again, who's going to pay for that? Who's it going to hurt the most?
The middle class.
The middle class. The poor, they're going to get subsidies to buy their power. The rich, it's another tier. It's no big deal. It's no sweat off their back, baby. The middle class, though, it's going to hurt, because that's what happened in Colorado. In order to put the coal plants out of business, they gave incentives to companies to switch over on a much accelerated pace to natural gas, and gave those companies the power to transfer all of those costs to their customers. all of the costs. And the costs were obviously extravagant and exorbitant.
And way more than they were told.
And that's exactly what Obama has promised for the rest of us nationwide. And he has nominated Ron Benz to be the new director.
The guy that did it in Colorado.
And he's got all the experience he needs. And the FERC has been warming up. I don't know if you've paid attention, but just yesterday or the day before, the FERC announced a $410 million fine against J.P. Morgan, alleging that about 5 or 10 years ago, they were manipulating electricity prices. And this was a new regulatory action that the FERC had never taken before. Basically, they were regulating the transmission of power across power lines, across states and lines and things like that. And they also had fined Barclays $435 million. Now, these fines were more than all the other fines in FERC's history combined. So they are on a tear. Obama has put his man, or he's trying to put his man, in charge of the FERC. And if that happens, you can expect him to fulfill his promise to make our electricity rates skyrocket as he drives cheaper forms of energy out. And by the way, not only is he out to get coal, but he also wants to get natural gas.
Eventually, yes, absolutely. But
that
he will use natural gas.
That doesn't leave much else. But all that leaves is basically nuclear, solar, and wind turbines, and that ain't going to cut it.
Nope, that hasn't worked so far. But
no.
Again, he will use natural gas to try to get rid of the coal industry.
That's right. Obama's war on the middle class. Here's another example. All right. He went on his, you know, he's on this campaign slash speech slash sermon tour here the last few days before he goes
that
on vacation.
Nobody is listening to.
Yeah, but if you do listen, it's more of the same old, same old. But yesterday he actually offered a deal to the Republicans. And you've probably heard a little bit about this in the news. Part of the deal is he wants to lower the corporate income tax rate. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea to conservatives. The only problem is he wants to offset the lowering of the rate with taking away other deductions and things to where actually by the time he's done, corporations will be paying more in taxes, not less.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chris.
He wants to lower the rate and have them pay more. Not less. And then, let me finish, and I'll let you make your point.
Okay.
Then he wants to take that money and spend it all on his favorite programs.
Well, now, if I'm not mistaken, this is just a rehash of something he's already put forward, isn't it?
Exactly. It's nothing new.
It's nothing new. He's already presented this same program, only this one's worse.
And this is part of the key. And, folks, if you haven't listened to the show for a long time and you hear all these wrestling bumps and things like that, we liken politics, especially on the national level, to professional wrestling. You have all the same fall draw, the same theater of the absurd, the same behind-the-scenes deals.
Distraction.
Everything is virtually the same. See, Obama understands that. He may not say it that way, but he understands it. He doesn't intend for any of this to happen. All he is doing is laying down a campaign strategy for next year. As a matter of fact, he hopes none of this happens so that he can spend the next year blaming all the woes in the world on them mean old nasty House Republicans who have got to be gotten rid of if we ever want anything good to happen in this nation again.
Well, yeah, but Chris, let's face it. It's worked for this guy for 5 years.
Exactly.
People keep swallowing this nonsense.
Because he understands the nature of it so well. He makes himself out to be a great champion. And there's enough people out there who do listen, who do pay attention, that they manage to carry the banner for the guy. And that's all he's trying to do. He's just trying to get through this year to set up next year, and then he's going to go full court press, baby. And the Republicans had better get their act in gear or they are going to get rolled.
Well,
mark my words.
Well, so far they're doing a wonderful job, Chris, of just crawling into the corner and mewing like little kittens.
Exactly.
Because are any Republicans striking back on any of this and making their point be heard.
Well,
nowhere.
That's why we're trying to help them out here. Once again, Republicans.
I don't know if it's worth it.
It's the Obama war on the middle class. And I've got a caller lining up, but I want to get to this one last point here, and then we'll go to him. How about Obamacare? Now, we've talked about it in a financial sense, and we've talked about it in general terms of health sense, but let's talk about a specific form of treatment. Now, I'm talking about cancer treatment. Now, once again, this hits middle class very hard. The rich people, they can afford the best of care. The poor people, they don't pay for anything, so they're going to get what the government gives them anyway. The middle class, though, they get pinched. And here's how they're getting pinched in cancer care. Because there's a certain program that was set up. It's called 340B. And 340B allowed hospitals to take advantage of government taking money from insurance companies and medical suppliers and pharmaceutical companies to give to these hospitals so that they could buy cancer drugs to give people who couldn't afford them. Okay, the problem with that program is it was only meant to be for so many hospitals. Now, basically, all of them are going to have access to this program, which means that those drugs, which are now already hard to get,
sure,
are going to be even much more difficult to get. Once again, an example of Obama's war on the middle class. And it is exactly that, because he is taking lives, he is taking treasure, and he is taking no hostages.
Absolutely, folks. But now, don't you...
Or no prisoners.
That's right. And don't you dare call it socialism, folks. Now, come on. That's just one of those phony scandals we hear about every day. Folks, the American adversaries were never phony. But some of the scandals are what we talk about. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week, like Bahama cruises from $199 per person. Book the new Norwegian getaway and receive $100 onboard credit. Oh, yeah. MSC's Divina is also coming to Miami. Rates start at $499 per person. Princess is offering balcony upgrades, plus $100 onboard credit on all their exotic destinations like Australia and South America. Disney Cruise Line has specials on the Disney Magic. Call for details. Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering up to 65% off, plus military and firefighters receive an additional 10% off. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah! Here comes Donna and B-Bay!
Champion Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Johnny be bad, and we bad too, folks. We are the American adversaries. It is drive time. Once again, thank you for being with us. Lair Adams, Christopher Hart, Tyler Israel in the studio with you this afternoon. We have Brad on the line. And just a quick reminder, Johnny be bad will be back in our studio with us next Wednesday. And he has got a fantastic story. You know, we just scratched the surface of it when he was with us a couple of weeks ago. I listened to an interview that he did on Pat Williams' show. And boy, do we have a lot more to talk about with Mark Merrill.
This man has shown that he can do real heroics outside the ring, or since he left the wrestling ring.
And he is doing just that, but it's an amazing journey how he got there. Okay, let's go to Brad, who's calling about Obama's war, I'm calling it, on the middle class. Do you see it that way too, Brad?
Guys, this is fantastic. A light bulb, as I'm driving to work, went off in my head when you went on that war on the middle class. The Democrats use that to their advantage, you know, war on women, whatever, for the last, you know, 3-4 years. I propose that, you know, you keep up this mantra on your show, and then it'll start to spread like wildfire through the midterm elections and ultimately to 2016, because they can't get away from this. It's impossible. When the truth is exposed, from everything you mentioned, itemized, all the way to Obamacare, which I drove the nail home, from the millions of servers and people that are middle class people that are going to be paying 10 times more because they won't be able to get it through their job. If this is hammered home all the way to the midterms and all the way to 2016, this could be the greatest thing ever. And I for one, am going to be spreading it myself, and I hope you do from now on in, because they can't get away from it.
I'm with you, Brad. The problem is, where are the Republicans? They're falling down every which way. I mean, it's like this election could be handed to them, and it's like they're complacent with it. What do you think?
I think, yeah, I'm going to have to go to my local congressman, and they might have to start at that grassroots level. But you're right. They seem to be, you know, all the way up to Marco Rubio, you know, the Senate level, the Congress. You're right. We're going to have to drive the point home to them.
They're going to have to be pushed into it.
On the middle class.
Yeah, we're going to have to sort of shove them into it. But certainly, and I like what you say. I don't know if it'll spread like wildfire, but it's not unusual for things to be echoed from our show, shall we say. But, you know, I think we ought to make some bumper stickers or something like that out of this, you know, to help get this out, because it really is the truth. More so than anything else, it is the truth. You know, and that's why he spends so much time trying to convince everybody that he is the champion of the middle class, because he's really, you know, giving it to the middle class. And I don't mean in a good way either. Brad, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate you being out there. We depend on so much on listeners like you.
Absolutely. But again, my point to Brad is that if the Republicans aren't willing to grab this election, which I'm not sure that they are, Chris. I'm just so flummoxed right now over the fact that they didn't come back strong after the previous, you know, setback, of course, with the presidential election. But we saw what happened in the midterm elections before. It's ripe for the picking. And these guys,
they just won't do it. Tyler, you
wanted
to say
something. They're not in the game.
Well, Brad had a good point. You know, if you can't trust the Republican leadership at the top, then you really need to go to your local elections. You need to get involved in school districts. You need to get involved in things that you can really impact and make a change in your own community.
That's right. In the meantime, you can call your senator. That would be Marco Rubio. Probably wasting your time with Bill Nelson. And tell him that you don't want Ron Benz to be the head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, shortened to the FERC. You do not want Ron Benz. I don't know what good it'll do, but that guy is bad news, mark my words.
We'll be right back, folks. The American Adversaries.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of bada bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversaries. Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bad!
Okay, you know something else that's bad out there is when you've bought into a home and it's lost all its value and you're way upside down in it, and the Obama economy has put a hurting on you all at the same time, and you're just sort of at the end of your rope and you're just ready to move on with your life, but you're looking at perhaps a foreclosure or a bankruptcy or maybe even both. Well, before you do anything like that, call Housing Relief Group and talk to John Oviatt. He may be able to help you out. His phone number is 407-255-2412. John Oviatt has been in real estate business a long time, all of his life just about, and he really knows the ins and outs of it, and he can help a lot of people out there who are hurting right now, and the best part is there's no cost to you.
And basically what he can do, too, for a lot of you out there, you don't understand that he has options for you. Sometimes you can turn your situation into a good thing.
That's right. So give John a call, 407-255-2412. If you or somebody else is looking at foreclosure, bankruptcy, anything like that from a home, 407-255-2412. 12. Okay, let's go now to our executive producer. And by the way, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries. I don't think we heard, did we hear, we didn't hear that play. No, the play hasn't played yet, been played yet. So the tickets are still up for grabs. That's that Ray's Family 4-Pack, 407-774-8255. When you hear that highlight play go off, give that number a call. In the meantime, you can call to talk with us if you like. And right now we have our executive producer, Nostra Dennis, who's over in headquarters on the phone with us. Hey, Nostra Dennis, how you doing?
Hey, I didn't hear you say the name right. Is this the first place Tampa Bay Rays?
You sure enough got that right. They won a big ball game last night, and definitely it's the first place Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a team that was just struggling to get back to 500, you know, even money, not too long ago.
Oh, they had a real bad start, but they've won something like 24 of their last 28 games, and they've been got four different pitchers in this past month that had complete game wins.
And that's really perfect. Unusual in this day and age of baseball.
Dennis, to what do you attribute that?
I think a real strong pitching depth throughout their organization.
Oh, no, it's not.
And Bill Madden's a great coach.
That doesn't have anything to do with it. It's because we're giving away free family four packs of tickets on our show.
Okay. Guys, you know, I have some breaking George Zimmerman news. I don't know if you heard this.
He was speeding through town or something, wasn't it?
And he got away with it. With breaking the law.
This was in Texas, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Thank you, Johnny Guns, for researching this. The town was Forney, F-O-R-N-E-Y, Texas. It's in North Texas. He was pulled over on Highway 80. Officer reportedly did not recognize him while he was driving his Honda pickup. He told the officer he was armed, was told to put the weapon in his glove box. He did. Then the officer said he could go on his way if he had no criminal issues.
And he checked him out.
He has no criminal issues.
Yeah, they ran a computer check on him, and he had no wants, no warrants. So are we sure it is the George Zimmerman?
The very George Zimmerman.
All right, well, God bless him. He's in Texas, the great state, the Republic of Texas.
Do you know what he was charged? Was it just a speeding?
Speeding ticket,
He was not charged.
Okay, they even let him off on the speeding ticket. Shh, we better not tell anybody.
Uh-oh.
All right, Nostradamus, by the way, you also have an update on one of those phony scandals, in particular the IRS scandal, I think.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see the story, a little graphic that says, "Yes, President Obama, please do lecture us about phony scandals. They're killing Big Bird, binders full of women. He put his dog on top of the car." Throughout the Romney campaign, we heard all these phony scandals. And, well, I guess this administration would know something about phony scandals, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess, you know, what was the saying when we were kids? It takes one to know one. That's kind of what Lair said in his opening. What was it, last night? The irony of a phony calling scandals phonies?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. This IRS scandal actually has a little bit of news. The House's Chief Investigative Committee yesterday accused the IRS of stonewalling its probe into the agency's unfair targeting of Tea Party groups.
Oh, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and they actually took the extraordinary remedy of writing a letter complaining to Danny Werfel, who's the new head of the IRS.
It doesn't have the same effect, Chris, as pants on fire or something like that? Liar.
That's about it. I mean, when they start handing out subpoenas and things like that, then maybe they'll get some results. By the way, this is the same guy who promised when he took over just at the beginning of June that it was going to be an open door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything that the Congress wanted, he was going to make sure they got, and they're not getting anything. And by the way, this is not the same Danny Werfel, by the way, folks. If you the name sounds familiar, it's not the same guy who played for the Florida Gators.
I was going to say, I don't think.
In fact, that Danny Werfel, by the way, is a Christian leader in the New Orleans area. He is a youth leader down there.
Is he still there?
He is still there.
All right. Well, speaking of being Christian, you better not be too Christian if you live in, what is it, Corpus Christi, Texas, or somewhere like that?
San Antonio.
San Antonio.
You cannot be a member of the city council under a proposed change that would not allow people to even run for city council if they say out loud in public that they oppose homosexuality. They also would not let anyone get a city contract. To do any kind of business.
Who is they?
Same thing. Churches across San Antonio are expressing outrage. It is a city council regulation that is being proposed. Has not been passed yet, but it's being proposed.
And you said that this would not only affect people running for the council, but it would also affect people seeking business with the city?
Anybody who wants to get a city contract but publicly says they oppose homosexuality. It would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the city's discrimination ordinance, which says they don't do business with people and groups that are discriminatory.
Now, how are they going to be able to prove that if someone accuses them of it? Wouldn't this be a great way for people to abuse and harass businesses?
And free speech be damned, Chris.
Yeah, and where's tolerance fit into all this?
That's right. Well, the critics say that the ordinance could ban Christians and Christian groups who believe homosexuality is a sin from both serving on the city council and doing any kind of financial transactions with the city.
How about paying taxes? I mean, will the city accept taxes from someone who makes such a horrible statement?
Oh, sure, they'll take money from you. They just won't allow you to help run the city, that's all.
Well, I hope George Zimmerman wasn't headed for San Antone because that's not the place for a Christian like him.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's wild. Well, speaking of Christians, the Pope said something but really didn't the other day. Now, I know that you're Catholic, so please fill us in on what actually did not happen the other day that the media said did.
Sure. Pope Francis, or as I like to call him, Pope Yogi, because he looks like Yogi Berra to me.
He kind of does, yeah.
Not Boo Boo, right? But Yogi?
No.
Not Yogi Bear. Yogi Berra.
Yeah. What happened was Pope Francis was on a papal flight from his trip down to Brazil, where he was there for a youth summit, and gave basically the keynote speech there. And he's back on the Alitalia flag, walks back to the press section, and does what Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton often did times when they were up in the air in between events. He gave what basically amounted to an open press conference, an impromptu conference that lasted more than an hour. It was a casual question and answer session, but it was on the record.
Good for him.
Well, now, what did he say that caused all the hoopla?
Right. Somebody is someone asked him a question about homosexuality, and particularly homosexuals in the priesthood. The key sentence in the Pope's remarks are, if a person is gay and seeks the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge that person? Basically, what he was saying was, my boss does that. I don't really do that.
Sure.
And that's been the church's precept, hasn't it?
That's right. It has not changed. And when this Pope was a cardinal, he wrote extensively on the fact that the church has recognized and continues to recognize that homosexual activity is a sin.
And so he didn't really say anything new, but the press took it as something new because they're all high on all this, you know, gains in, you know, legalized marriage for gays and all that sort of stuff. They're just looking for any and everything to add to their total, I guess.
Well, they took the line, who am I to judge, and said, oh, look at that. Oh, the new pope is going to be open to gays.
Pro-gay.
Well, it says in the scripture that I read that homosexuals have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Wait a minute. No, that's not right. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Right.
The thing is, the practice of homosexuality is the only sin that we know of that has its own advocacy groups, and it basically has its own lobby in D.C.
Mm. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for straightening us out on that, Dennis. Let me ask you this. He got a really tremendous reception in Brazil. I understand the last mass he gave, there were like 3 million people on one of the beaches down there. Do you see a sort of a new fire in the church since he's been appointed pope? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I hope so. I know that at our parish, we not only have a new pope, but we have a new priest, a young kid who's barely 30 years old, if that. And this, just the newness of this pope has gotten people excited. And the fact that he is not afraid to call out entrenched power. He grew up in South America. He's the first South American pope. And he is not afraid to say that things that have gone on for years and decades are wrong and should be changed. So, I think people on both sides, on the liberal and the conservative side of the Catholic Church, are both looking forward to see what happens in the years ahead.
Well, he's also courageous in another sense. I understand that he has taken that bulletproof sort of bubble-looking Pope mobile and taken off some of the protections, and it's got a security detail worried that he's leaving himself vulnerable.
Yeah, that's true. And he, like John Paul II, always used to try to wander away from his security detail and go press the flesh with the regular folks. And I know this Pope is looking forward to doing a lot of that. I know it's going to perplex the Swiss Guard, but it's something they're going to have to deal with. He is a Pope of the people.
Yeah, and he is certainly making that quite obvious. And like I said, he had record crowds. It was a tremendous turnout down there in Brazil. Of course, you know, him being from South America. But I got a feeling that this guy is going to be pretty popular, at least for a while, pretty much anywhere that he goes. Do we know where his itinerary is going to take him next, Dennis?
I believe he's back to Italy for the foreseeable future, for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, yeah.
I'll try to pull up his itinerary and let you know where he's going to be soon.
Okay, I'm just wondering if he's got plans to come to the United States.
Not right now, no. As soon as he does that, you will hear. Believe me, it'll be the number one story in the news.
Okay. All right, Dennis, we're coming up on the break. I want you to stay with us through the break. I know you have some news out of New York up there, so we'll get to that with you when we come back. I'm sorry, we're getting a little static there somewhere. Okay, anyway, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. Once again, be listening during this commercial break. Maybe this one, maybe the next one, I don't know. But that Rays highlight play is going to play today. And when it runs, you give us a call at 407-774-8255. And hopefully you'll be the one who wins that Rays family four-pack of tickets.
Absolutely. And, Chris, you kind of need to clear your throat there. I'm not sure what that noise was, but it had to be on your end, not
static's
mine.
Static's coming off of Tyler's head over here.
Oh, come on, folks. We are the Americans.
That's what
it is. Come on, you adversaries, you. That's right. We are
enjoy
here.
It while you can, son.
And we are going away, but we are coming back shortly. So do not turn that dial. We will be right back.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Folks, I want to level with you. We do not wear tights while we do this show. That's kind of like a radio thing, you know. Larry Adams here with Chris.
Speak for yourself, Larry.
Well, what you wear under those slacks, I don't want to know. And we are the American Adversaries on News Talk 660 WRL. Folks, before we go back to Nestor Dennis and some and our special guests here in the studio with us, I'd like to remind you about Roxy Pacifics. Write this phone number down, 619-654-4829. Any type of a skin condition you have, bug bites, sunburn, poison ivy, sumac. If you guys have ever had sumac, which I've had before,
it's nasty.
It's horrible. Yeah. You know, during the Gulf War, I got sumac, and I thought, man, all they got to do is package that stuff up and drop it on Saddam Hussein. He'd give up in no time. Oh, my God, I can't stand this. Help.
He wouldn't be able to sit still.
And they could blackmail him with Roxy Pacifics.
And it's all natural ingredients. You can use it on yourself. You can use it on kids. The kids can use it themselves. It's harmless. And
pets.
Also, use it on your pets. Yeah, we got this in the email from Jeannie the other day. She used it on her little dog who gets a spot of mange. He has a spot of mange. She sprayed it on the mange. The dog went and sort of rolled around trying to get it off, but it still worked. The mange was gone after just one use of it. So, folks, try this out. What's that phone number again, Larry?
That phone number is 619-654-4829 or their website, www.roxy, R-O-C-Z-E-Y, Pacifics with an X on the end, .net. And, folks, I've tried it for my mange, and it worked out great. I have no more mange. Just kidding about that.
And we'll be giving a bottle away on our Sunday night show real quickly. Congratulations to Rick. Rick, who called in and got the tickets to the Rays home game. So congratulations to Rick from Orlando for that. Speaking of Rick from Orlando, you folks have probably heard many a times on our show, another fellow by the name, and this is a different Rick, another fellow by the name of Rick, who calls our show fairly often, and we always welcome his calls, as we do yours as well. And he's sitting in the studio with us this afternoon. Rick, thanks for coming around.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really enjoy watching sausage being made.
That's about what it looks like in here. Stuff flying left and right. It ain't pretty, is it?
Got real let down in what you preconceived.
I should have worn my suit as well, but
you're tight. That's right, by gosh.
Real quickly, any thoughts on Obama's war on the middle class? You always have some entertaining perspectives.
Well, it seems to me that everything that this president has done has caused the cost of living to go up for everyone. The middle class is shrinking. Most of them are going into the lower class. Some are moving up because they're in the right positions, but it's making it real tough for those of us who, you know, live paycheck to paycheck to manage.
The middle class.
You know, and energy prices go up, and it's not just electricity, it's the gas. everything goes up, which drives up the cost of food, which we burn for fuel.
Yeah, talking about
with the ethanol, thing.
Yeah.
So,
but you're right,
when it's not burning our cities.
This has all happened since he's come into power. I mean, what happened to whatever method he was going to make America better? It hasn't worked.
It's all happened as a result of him coming into power,
exactly.
Which is to say the same thing you did, basically, in a different way. All right, let's go back to Nostradamus. Nostradamus, you still with us over there in headquarters?
I am, yeah, and I wanted to give you a quick update on this Rhino gas disaster.
Yeah, the one up the street here where the cans were shooting off left and right?
No, I'm talking about John McCain. Yeah, did you hear what he said today?
What?
Laughing his gums, gas coming out of his mouth, not making any sense at all. He was asked whether he would vote for Hillary Clinton or Rand Paul in 2016, and he said that would be a tough choice. I mean,
oh,
Hillary's
my gosh.
A rock star.
He said what?
He said that would be a tough choice.
Because Hillary's a what?
Hillary is a rock star.
Oh, I thought you said a hot star. I was going to say, what? He's crazier than I thought.
No,
that may be a hot star, not Hillary.
That's a pitiful statement, Dennis.
NBC's going to try to make her a hot rock star. They're going to do their darndest to do that.
You see, that's what I mean. We were talking earlier about the Republicans, Dennis. I mean, my gosh, they're like ushering the Democrats in.
They're spinning the basketball on their finger. Just take the basketball.
I'm telling you what. It's craziness, isn't it, Rick? What do you feel when you hear something like that out of John McCain? I mean, this guy's a war hero and stuff. You would think if anybody could stand tough and tall, it would be John McCain.
Well, I haven't seen him stand tough and tall since he came back from Vietnam, to be quite honest.
Well, unfortunately, he has not been what he was as a prisoner of war. He has not been as a senator of the United States. There's no question about that.
All right. Center left.
You got me that time.
Center left.
You got me on that one, the Rhino story. I thought, okay, all right. What, what about your darling New York? It looks like they've gotten a reprieve from Bloomberg.
Well, a temporary reprieve at least. An appeals court has ruled that New York City's Board of Health exceeded its legal authority and acted unconstitutionally when it tried to put a size limit on soft drinks served in city restaurants. The state Supreme Court Appellate Division panel upheld a lower court decision that delayed the measure before it took effect in March. So you can now get your big gulps, your 48-ounce, your 66-ounce. And as it turns out, the industry, the beverage industry, say the measure has so many exceptions that it's basically unworkable as it is anyway.
This ordinance, it's probably, a dead duck by this point. I think even New Yorkers are beginning to realize that it wasn't, wasn't what they wanted, right?
Yeah, City Hall's law department says they are appealing. I disagree. I don't think they're appealing at all.
Dennis, I want to thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon. We'll see you over at Cafe Positano here in a few minutes.
See you in a bit.
Right. Rotten fruit and bad jokes and all.
All right, well, I know where you can go to get some good food, and that is Cafe Positano. We're heading over there right now. You're going to join us, aren't you, Rick?
Oh, gosh, yes. That pizza is fantastic.
Actually, that's why he came down today, so he can go up to Cafe Positano and have dinner with us.
Good enough reason for me.
It works.
Speaking about making sausage, so we're going to be making tracks up to Cafe Positano, folks. And it is the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida, and you can make reservations or you can just walk in, casual dining, fine dining. They have them both. They can accommodate banquets and parties. They can take your reservations or orders to pick up at 407-774-8080. That's their home restaurant here, which is 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. That's 407-774-8080.
And don't forget, Tuesday nights are prime rib nights.
Prime rib night.
And you have to call in early sell out.
Yeah, it's a good idea. If you really have your heart set on that prime rib, to call and make a reservation, not only for a table, but for a piece of prime rib. That's right, because they are famous for it over there. Okay, so like I said, we're going to be beating a path down there. I hope you folks enjoyed our show tonight. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And do try some of that Roxy Pacifics. I've been using it, and the stuff really works. And there's no bad bad odor to it or anything like that, so you don't have to worry about that, you know, cream smell or something like that. There's nothing like that. It's all natural, very easy to use, and safe.
And where are you going to find a product like this, folks? I mean, it's, again, it's kelp water. The ingredients that are in kelp, our blood is basically seawater. This thing works out. It works well. It's a natural item, like you said.
All right, folks. Okay, once again, congratulations to Rick on winning the Rays tickets. Night, everybody.
See ya.